Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Yutches. We will begin at Daf Yutches on the base, 8 lines from bottom. Mahi. In our previous shir, we had learned that Reb Shimon has a much more lenient interpretation of the halacha of Eishes Achiv Shlahayi Balamai. In fact, what we had learned in the shir was that Reb Yishia, an understanding of Reb Shimon is that if two brothers exist in the world, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without children, and then Shimon, and Reuven's widow, has Zika to Shimon, and then Levi is born, Levi would be allowed to, and then Shimon passes away without children, Levi would be allowed to do Yibum in any of Shimon's wives, and that widow of Reuven, the original widow of Reuven, is not considered Eishes Achiv Shlahayi Balamai. For as we explained, Reb Yishai explains, Reb Shimon says that Levi looks at what he sees when the world came to the world. And he came to the world, he saw a Zika between Shimon and his sister-in-law. To which the Gemara asked, does Reb Shimon give Zika so much strength? The Gemara says that we'll show you that there's a situation where not only was the Zika, but there was a mimer accompanying the Zika. And still, Reb Shimon's opinion was that that doesn't necessarily create such a strong bond between the Shemeres Yavim and the Yavim. So ask the Gemara, Mayhi, where was that taught us? The time, Mishnah is going to teach us on Mitzvah Hashem, on that Flam and Aleph and Mabez. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who are three brothers, Nesu and Lashash and Nashim Nechoyes. They're married to three women who are not related to each other. Reuven is married to Sarah, Shimon is married to Rivka, Levi is married to Rachel. Umeis Echemem and Reuven dies without children. Vasaba, Shani, and Shimon did Mimer to Reuven's. Shimon did Mimer to Sarah, Reuven's widow. Umeis. And now Shimon passes away before he actually consummated that with a Maisabia. Hare Elu. So we now have Sarah, who is Reuven's almana, and also a woman who received Mimer from Shimon, and Rivka, who was Shimon's full-fledged wife, both of them chayotzos v'lemis yamais. What halacha is as follows. If Shimon had consummated with Sarah, not just having Mimer, but he would have had beer with her, so now, when Shimon passed away, she would be considered a full-fledged wife of Shimon, and she would fall to Levi together with Shimon's original wife, Rivka. But here we have an issue. Shimon only did Mimer in Sarah, Reuven's widow, and Mimer is only affected midrabanan. And since Mimer is only effective midrabanan, they're not really considered married. So Sarah is connected to Reuven because Shimon didn't do more than Mimer, but she's also connected to Shimon. And therefore, when Shimon dies now, she's coming from two families. And the halacha is that you could only do Yibum, as we're going to learn, a Dimid Rabbonim. You're only could do Yibam for a sister-in-law that comes from one brother, not that comes from two brothers. And therefore, the halacha is that Yibam should not be done with her, nor with Rivka, Shimon's wife. Shinema, and the reason this is the halacha, because the Torah, when it speaks about the halacha of Yibam, it says, Meis echad mehem, o ben ein loy, loy si eishas ha-meis ha-chutzel izar, yavama yava leha. And the Torah uses the words "umeis echad mehem" to teach us "misha alaz zikas yavim echad," a woman who comes from only one family. V'loy sheyesh le'snik shnei yavamim, as we're explaining now, she's coming. But Sarah has the Reuven connection and the Shimon connection in her situation, and therefore she's not a candidate, and neither is the Tzara, Shimon's other wife, Rivka. Shimon disagrees. Shimon says, he should do Yibam in either of them, because Rav Shimon says he doesn't agree with this limit that we're learning now of Zikas Yavam Echad v'loy Zikas Shnei Yavamim. And he says, therefore, one of them is allowed to have Yibam because we're not sure who is she a wife. But Yavume Tavayu, could Levi do Yibam with both of them? Nah. Because Rav Shimon is not sure. Dilma Ye Zika, maybe we do consider Zika as a halachic factor. If we consider Zika as a halachic factor, so then Sarah is considered Shimon's wife. Why is Sarah considered Shimon's wife? Because there is Zika between Shimon and Sarah. And if that's the case, we're going to have two women from the same house. And that's going to be a case of Shtei Yevam Saboris Mebayis Echad, which everybody agrees that if a man died and he had two wives, Yibam is only done with one of the wives, not with two wives, says the Gemara. On the other hand, to do Yibam with one of them, and that should be enough. Liyivume chad of if the idach, do Yibam with one of them and then nothing with the other one. Also loy is also not an option. Because Dilma ain't Zika Kiknusa, maybe the halacha doesn't give Zika any real credit. And if the halacha doesn't give Zika credit, then the halacha here will be that these two women are coming to Levi from two different homes. One is coming from, Sarah is coming from the Reuven side, and Rivka is coming from the Shimon side. And then, if that would be the situation, then there would clearly be a chiyuv of two yibums, Dilma ein zika kenusa, and it'll be a situation of avalei shtei yivam zabois mishnei batim. So, in order to avoid this problem, the way Rav Shimon says we avoid it is he does yibum on one of them and chalitza to the other one. Alma. So we clearly see misapkalei. We said in our previous year, as we said in our introductory remarks, the Rav Shimon is of the Mand Amar that holds Ye Zika. Here we see the Rav Shimon isn't quite certain. It says the Gemara, the Chitema, maybe what you'll really say, Rav Shimon will subscribe to Zika. And since Rav Shimon holds the Zika, the Shimon and Sarah are considered married. And therefore it's Shimon. And so therefore, Sarah and Rivka are both considered Shimon's wives. And therefore, the halacha ought to be that only one of them should have, like always, a man who dies with two wives. You do Yibam or Chalitza with one of them, and the other one, you don't have to do anything. Not only you don't have to do anything, you're not allowed to do anything. The reason that here we're saying that one should have Yibam and one should have Chalitza is a Gzeirah Drabonim. It's Medrabonim also. And why did Chazal make such a gzera? Gzera b'shem shemu shnei yavam sabos b'shnei batim chad miyadach v'edach mifter b'loy klum. At the end of the day, Sarah never married Shimon. There was only Zika between Sarah and Shimon. So people are going to assume that if you have a situation where Rachman Tzlan, two brothers died without children, and there's the third brother, that the halacha is that only one of those two wives, only one of those two widows has to have Yibam, even though they're coming from two different homes, people will assume that that's what's the case here. Because people see Sarah only as the widow of Reuven. They don't see Sarah in any way as related to Shimon. Because the only thing that existed between Sarah and Shimon was a Zika. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. But Talmud of Shimon, because we clearly see that what Rav Shimon is focused on, where Shimon says what makes a difference is did Shimon make Maimer in sorrow or not? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, "Im Amar Shal Sheni Maimer, if the halacha gives validity to that Maimer, Eish Sheni Hu Boil. So then she's considered Shimon's wife. The Amar Shal Sheni ain't a Maimer if it's not valid." So we see clearly that the fact that Rav Shimon is concerned with, the only thing that he's concerned with is Maimer, not Zika. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, so how are you saying that Rav Shimon holds that Zika alone makes Zika Kiknusa? Amalei Abaye. Maybe over here, the Zika is not that strong because, as we're learning, there are two surviving brothers, Shimon and Levi. And maybe when we learned in the previous year that Reb Shimon holds Zika, Dilma ki Amar Reb Shimon Zika ki Knusa Damya. When we said in the previous year that Reb Shimon holds of Zika, that's only in a case where there's only one Yavam. Avos Shnei Yavamim, since he's only one of the brothers actually going to act on the Zika, there he won't say Zika. Ask the Gemara, Mishana Leila Reb Shimon. Is there a difference when we speak about Zika, where there's one surviving brother or two surviving brothers? Hatanya, didn't we learn? Klal Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said the following rule. If the third brother was born after the first brother passed away, Kol Shalei de Kedemes L'Nesuim, if he was born before the second brother, did Yibam, L'Chaletzah Shalei M'Shabemes. Why? Because she's Eishes Achiv Shalei HaYibalamim. In the Sun Kain Laleda, but if Shimon did Yibum and Ruvain's widow before Levi was born, so then when Levi comes to the world, as we keep on repeating, he finds her married to Shimon. So she's Shimon's wife, and there's no issue of Eishes Achav Shloya Belamai, and therefore she's a candidate for Chalitza Mashiach Bamas. My love, isn't this case that we're talking about B'Yav Mechad, that when Ruvain died, there was only one brother, and Ketani, and yet we learned that if the third brother was born before the second brother died, the second brother did Yibum, we don't say that the Zika makes her connected. Says the Marloi, you know why the Zika doesn't make her connected? Because there was Shnei Yavamim. Aval, but what are you saying now? That if Yavam Echad, that if the first brother died, and at the time he died, there was only one surviving brother, Hachnami, the Halacha would be Eicheletzim B'Shabemis. Because Zika would make her be considered as if she's Shimon's wife, even though Shimon did not do Yibam yet. Yachi, says the Gemara, if that's how we're going to understand the opinion of Rav Shimon, Adatani, so when Rav Shimon says his opinion, he says, Im Nesum Koinin L'Leida, if Yibam took place before Levi was born, then Shimon did Yibam before Levi was born. Then when Shimon dies, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies without children, we could have said a bigger chiddush. Lifting and listening with the dog. Medvar Mamurim, when is this make a difference if Shimon did the Yibam and then Levi was born, or Shimon did not do the Yibam and then before Levi, and only Levi was born before Shimon's Yibam? That, according to the way we're studying now, should only be the case by Shnei Yavam. Avim Yavam Echad, if Shimon was the only Yavam, we're saying now that if Shimon holds a Zika Kiknusa, and therefore as far as Levi's concerned, Reuven's widow is Shimon's wife. And therefore, even if Shimon never did Yibum, and he dies without children, Levi Oichaletzah Simi Yabemis should be the din. Says the Gemara, Kula, the entire case that he's speaking about there, it was Shnei Yavam Kamairi. It's talking about there were two surviving brothers. And therefore, in the case where two surviving brothers, there it makes a difference if Shimon did Yibam before Levi was born, or he did the Yibam after Levi was born. But indeed, the Gemara is saying now that if Shimon was the only surviving brother of Reuven, because we hold Zika, that even if he didn't do Yibam and then Levi was born, Levi would do, and then Shimon did the Yibam, Levi would do Yibam even in that woman. Says the Gemara, Velmai Klala, if you're going to say that this is only B'Shnei Yavamim, so why did the Mishnah say the Klal Amar Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that the brother who was born afterwards may only do Yibam in the first brother's Amana, is if he was born after Shimon did Yibam. It's not true. The way we're learning now, there's a new rule. If Shimon was the only surviving brother, then Levi would be allowed to do Yibam and Reuven's widow, even if Shimon never actually got the chance to do Yibam. Void Meister Vaishya. And the way Rebbeinu Tam explains this Gemara, the Gemara has been focused till now on the opinion of Rebbe Oishia and his explanation of Rebbe Oishia's an explanation of Reb Shimon. Says Rebbeinu Tam, that Rav Oishia and Reb Oishia are not the same person. And Rav Oishi is asking a question on Rabbi Oishi's understanding of Rav Shimon's opinion. The Brisa says, Shlosh Achim of the three brothers, Shnayim and Nesum Shtei Achis, two of them are married to two sisters, Oili Isha, or married to a woman, Ubita, one brother is married to one woman, and the other brother is married to the daughter of that woman. Oi, another case where one brother is married to a woman, and the other brother is married to the granddaughter of that woman. Oili Isha, or granddaughter, a daughter's daughter, or one brother is married to a woman, and the other brother is married to a granddaughter, a son's daughter. Harei elu chotzus loy misyab mais. Levi does chalitza not yibam. Because what happened? Both of them are zakuk to him, and each one is a relative of his zakuka. And since he's a relative of his zakuka, so as we discussed in our previous shurim, an achoysu kukasoi cannot be a candidate for yibam chalitza here too. Or Shimon paiter. And Shimon says that both of these women are exempt from yibam chalitza. V'sakadatach, says the Gemara, if we're going to say, that Kesavar of Shimon, Rav Shimon's opinion is, the Zika Kekenusa Damya, the Zika is considered Kekenusa. So the moment Reuven dies, Rachel is considered like she's Levi's wife. And Zika says, even if Levi didn't do Yibum, it's considered like they're married. So even if there's only one Yavim, now Levi is considered the only Yavim. Because the other woman is related to him, so she can't be his yavama. So according to this, when Shimon dies, Leah, her sister of Rachel, is not zokut. There's no zika between Levi and Rachel because she's a chayis ishtai. Liyavim l'kamaisa. So the question is, why should he not do Yibam to the first sister? Let him do sister. And then the other one, the second one, is an erva to the other brother, and she should be potter. Amrav Amram says the Gemara, that's exactly what Shimon meant. What he meant was, if Shimon paiter b'shniya. Because since the Zika that exists between Rachel, Leah is considered an erva, and an erva, she's considered an erva that's potter from Yibam Chalitza. Says the Gemara, but that's not what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon paiter b'shteyim. It said both of them that should not be candidates. Amar Rava. So in order to answer this question, Rava comes up with an entirely new understanding. It's not talking about where you have a sister or a mother and a daughter. Here the situation is where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Besides that they're married to two sisters, they also each have other wives. And the other wives are Ishu Bita situation. And since Rav Shimon holds Zika Kenusa, as soon as Reuven dies, so that wife is considered like she's Levi's wife. And therefore, since when Shimon dies, they're both of the Yavamas that fall to Reuven, both of the Yavamas that fall, one is a Krivus Kukasoi, and one is Krivus Ishtoi. And since that, they're not subject to Yibam Mechalitza. Says the Gemara, Katoi Rabba Ba'aba Zugi. But Rava is making a mistake. Chada, the Braisa, Loi. The Braisa is not speaking about that they both are sisters and they're other wives. The Braisa is Oi, Tani. So you can't make it the case different than what the Braisa says. Voi, it says, if that's the case that there are really four women in question here, because each one of the brothers, according to Rav's interpretation, is married to two women, and now all four of them are exempt from Yibam Chalitza, then the halacha ought to be Rav Shimon, the Braisa should say, Rav Shimon Paita Babasami Bailei, they're all four are not candidates for Yibam Chalitza. Void, and another question in Rav's Teretz. Tanya, the Braisa says, if two brothers are married to two sisters, and both of them die without children, and now the two wives fall to the third brother. Rav Shimon paiter b'shteyim min chalitza min yibam. Shenema ve'isha al kich el chayis lo yisikach litzra. B'shah shenasa tzar zu. If the two sisters are becoming tzaris through the zika, The halacha is, says Rav Shimon, le'yihei l'kuchen afil b'achsman. Then you can't do yibum even in one of them. So we see that Rav Shimon clearly is the opinion of if Rav Shimon holds the yei zika, so when the first brother died, his wife became zakuka to the surviving brother. If his wife became zakuka to the surviving brother, so then when the second brother dies, so she is a kriva zakuka soi. But why are both exempt? Elam Ravashi, e nafa b'zechazeh. Indeed, says Ravashi, if they would have fallen one after the other, the case that we just described would be that way. Since when the first wife fell, she was not a choy zakuka soi, so she becomes a candidate for yibum. And then when the second brother dies, then she will not be ken. Hachinami, the first one will have yibum, and only the second brother's wife, will be exempt. But what are we speaking about here? Says the Gemara, Hachimai skinan nafal b'asachas. The two brothers died at the same time. Rav Shimon savalek Rav Yosef Glili, and Rav Shimon agrees with what Rav Yosef Glili taught us. Dama efshel tzamtzim. The Gemara masechta b'chayrus daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph discusses an animal that had two, we know there's a din of Bechor. An animal has its firstborn son, has the halacha of Bechor. Here, what happens when an animal had two babies simultaneously? The question is, how do we look at this? So Rabbi Yossi says that they both may be a concern, Bechorus, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, Efsha Letzamtzim, two things can happen at the exact same moment. Chum disagree. Chum say it's impossible for two things to happen at the exact same moment. And therefore, in this case, one of them is a Bechor, one of them is not, but we just don't know. So the question that I saw that Achroinim ask is, how can we have a Machloikis if Eshel Tzamtzim or Eshel Tzamtzim? How can we have a Machloikis if two things can happen at the same time or they can't happen at the same time? Isn't that a fact? Is it possible for two things to happen at the same time? Or is it not possible for two things to happen at the same time? What's this discussion? Is it possible or it's not possible? So the Chayyim say that what the Machlokes is about is not, is it possible or is it not possible for two things to happen at the same time? The Halach, because it could be that it is, it could be that it isn't. The question that Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham are debating is what counts? What does the halacha determine by? And Rabbi Yossi says, what the halacha is determined by is by what I see. And if I see these two animals coming at the same time, even though maybe they didn't actually come at the same time, what counts is what I see. And Chum say, you can't just count what you see. You also have to take into consideration what is the reality. Says the Gemara, and that's why we could say that the two brothers died at the same time. And that's why they're considered Tsaris Zuluzu Bezika. And that's why Rav Shimon says that the Pasuk that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta of Litzror, that says that a Tsaris Erva is potter from Yibum and Chalitza, extends to a Tsara of a Zakuka also. And that's why a chaysu kukasai is potter from Yibum Mechalitza. But says the Gemara, Rapapa has disagrees with Rabbi Shia and how he understands Rav Shimon's opinion. Omar, but makam shivim v'akach noilad, polag Rav Shimon. Only if Reuven died and he left a widow and Shimon did Yibum in that widow and then Levi was born. So we keep on explaining. So when Levi came to the world, he found Shimon married to that woman. That's the case where Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim and says that that woman is not considered a woman who is a Eishes Ach Shloyei V'lomai. But in the case where Noilad V'akach Yibam, that if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam on Reuven's Almana, so at that moment, Levi was born, and Levi obviously cannot do Yibum because there's a concern of Eshtach Shloi Belomen. Loi Polig Rav Shimon will agree that Levi will never be able to do Yibum on that woman. Tavayu says the Gemara that why we have both Mishnais, Lirban and Itzruch, we needed to them to learn both Mishnais, even though if Rabbanan hold in a case when Noilid Lepsoif Yibam, it's still considered Eish Achshloi Biyab Belamai. Certainly, if Yibam, Noilid Lepsoif Yibam, so certainly in a case where Yibam Lepsoif Noilid, Loizu Af Tani. Then not only in a case where Noilid Lepsoif Yibam is there a din of Eish Achshloi Biyab Belamai, but even in a case of Yibam Achach Noilid, even though it's obvious, the Alocha will still be that is Eishach Shlabilomai. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavosi Rapapa. There's a Brisa that clearly explains like Rapapa's understanding of Rav Shimon. With Noilad Lepsoif Yibem, even Rav Shimon will agree that this woman can never have Yibem from Levi. But to Yofta, and this Brisa will clearly be a refutation on Rav Oishi's understanding of Rav Shimon. But the Brisa says, Shnei Achim Ba'al Machad, you have two brothers, Mesa Echad B'loi Vlad, and Reuven died without children, Vomed Hasheni, and Shimon goes and does Lassus Maimer B'Vimta, he does Maimer in Reuven's Almona. V'lohispik Lassus B'Maimer, but he didn't do the Maimer, Achanar Loi Ach, until Levi was born, or Mes. And now Shimon dies without children. Harishona, Reuven's widow, Yoitza, Mishim Esa Ach Shloi B'Alomai, because Reuven and Levi were not in the world at the same time. What about if Shimon had Maimer and then Noilu in Reuven's widow? Vakach Noilu and then Achakach Noilu Ach and then Levi was born. Or Shnoilu Ach, Levi was born. Vakach Osba Maimer and Shimon does Maimer and then Umeis Arishoina. And then Sarah, and then Vakach Beis, and then Shimon dies. Harishana Yotzim Shemesh Shach Shloya Belamai. Sarah, the widow of Reuven, can't have Yibum from Reuven because Eshach Shloya Belamai. Shnei Chaylatzim Shlemus Yabemus, because since Shimon did Maimer in Sarah, so she's somewhat Shimon's wife. And therefore Rivka, who's Shimon's real wife, might be a Tsaris Erva, might not be a Tsaris Erva. And therefore she has to have Chalitza. Rav Shimon says, if Shimon did Maimer in Reuven's wife, be also a Chalitza shel achs mehen peteres tzerasa. Then the Biyur the Chalitza through Levi will make that the other wife won't have to have Yibam and Chalitza. Why? Because Levi did Chalitza to Rivka. So therefore, Sarah will not have to have Chalitza. Because if Sarah is considered Levi, if Sarah is considered Shimon's wife, so Rivka had Chalitza, and that takes care of Sarah as well. If she's not his wife, so then it's going to be considered Esh Ach Shloya Baloma, and Levi doesn't have to do anything with her. But Cholitz Labal Samaimer, if Levi is going to do Chalitza in Sarah, then Sarah is Cholitz Labal Samaimer, Sarah, then the halach is Rivka still has to have Chalitza. Because maybe the Maimer was meaningless, and therefore she's not considered Shimon's wife, and she's only considered Reuven's wife. Indeed, Levi shouldn't have done Chalitza. But the chalitza they did was a meaningless chalitza, because he did chalitza in a woman who's eishes ach shloi belamai, and Rivka still has to have her own independent chalitza. Continues the brisa, Kansa, if Shimon marries Sarah with a full-fledged yibum, and he also is married to Rivka, and then Mace, and then Shimon dies, and only after Shimon dies, v'achach noil l'ayach, and then Levi was born. So Levi finds these two women married to Shimon. Levi was born, Vakach Kansa Umeis, and then after Levi was born, Shimon married Sarah. Why? Because Sarah, who had Yibum to Shimon, is because Eshach Shloyai Belamai, and Rivka is the Tsaris Erva. Kansa, if Shimon married Sarah, and only after that, Noilalanach, and then only then Levi was born, Vakach Meis, and then Shimon died, Shtem Purus Mit Chalitzim in a Yibam. This is all the Rabbanan, obviously, Rameyer. Shimon Aymer, Hoyle Bar Motz Beheter, that Shimon, when he came, the Levi, when he came to the world, found Shimon married to these women. So therefore, the first widow, Sarah, the widow of Reuven, was never to him an Eshtach Shloi Balamai. He found her married to Shimon. Therefore, may I'm Lazar Shimon Yitzah, Chalzem Shiitzah. Now the Gemara makes its point. Hababa the Sefer, the last case that a Shimon married Sarah and only afterwards Levi was born, that the halacha according to Rameya is that there's no chalitza yibam, l'man k'toni le. Ilem l'Rameya k'toni le. It was trying to explain Rameya's opinion. Why do you have to speak about such a case? Michti, l'ashan l'Rameya, according to Rameya, there is no difference between yibam v'akach noilet. If first he did yibam and then Levi was born, mendel noilet v'akach yibam. In both cases, Levi to Sarah, there's a relationship according to Rameya of Eishas Achav Shalaya Balamai. So why did Lirvin of Lasninu? Why did the Brisa have to differentiate if the Yibam took place before he was born or if the Yibam took place after he was born? Elalav, it must be, we're trying to explain the opinion of Rav Shimon. And what are we saying? That when does Rav Shimon have his interesting position? Only in the case where Yibam, where Shimon did Yibam in Sarah, and only that's when Noilad was Levi born. That's where Rav Shimon Pollug, Rav Shimon disagrees with Rameya. And Rav Shimon says that since Levi found her married to Shimon, she's a candidate for Yibam. But, and Rabbanim disagree, Rameya disagrees. But Noilav Achkach Yibam, but if Levi was born before Shimon had the opportunity to do Yibam in Sarah, Reuven's widow, like Pollug, he would agree. If Shimon would agree that Levi could not do Yibam ever with Sarah. And not only can he not do Yibam with Sarah, when Shimon ultimately does Yibam with Sarah, and he also has the wife Rivka, and now Shimon dies without children, since Sarah is not a candidate ever for Yibam from Levi, the other wife, Rivka, will be at Sarah's Erva. Shema Minah. So we clearly see the Rapapa's interpretation of Rav Shimon is correct, and Rav Oishia's interpretation that it makes no difference if the brother was born before or after the Yibam took place, as long as the Yibam took place before, as long as Yibam took place, and that's when Levi has to do so, and then Shimon dies, that Rav Shimon's going to disagree is incorrect. Says the Gemara, Amma, we learned. Amma Nasheni Las Mam Bivintoi, if Shimon is about to do Maimer, and he did not have the opportunity to do that maimer. And then Levi was born, or Mace, and then Shimon dies. Rishani Yotzer, the first woman in who he was going to do maimer, but he didn't do maimer. Because she's not, Levi has no obligation to her, because and Shimon's full-fledged wife, Oichaletzis Amis Yabemis. Says the Gemara, we need to understand what does this price mean when it says my omad, that he wanted to do maimer, or like hispik, he didn't have the opportunity to be maimer. What is that story is relevant? E avad, avad, if he did maimer, so he did it, v'il avad, loy avad. What does make a difference that he wants? What's the difference? It says, omad midato. Omad means he wanted to do maimer, that the Yivam agreed to it, but then he didn't do it with her agreement, El Bakarcha. And the Braisa is teaching us the Lloyd Karebi that we're learning in our Masechter that Chazal encouraged that there should be Maimer between the Yavam and the Yavama. The question is, of course we know that one cannot marry a woman without her consent. The question is, when a Yavam does Maimer in his Yavama, is her consent necessary or is consent not necessary? This says, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Tanya Oysa Maimer Bivam to Shlomi Data. If somebody does Maimer in his Yivama without her consent, Rebbe Amakana, Chama Loikana, it's not valid. My time the Rebbe. Rebbe says, Be the Yivama. We learn it from the case of Yivama. Ma Be the Yivama, when a Yavam does Be in his Yivama, even if he did it bal karcha, it's considered an act of yibam. Af kedushin the yivama bal karcha. The Rabbanan disagree. They learn mekedushin the alma. The Rabbanan say that that just like by all Kedushim, as we know, the halacha is that Kedushim can only be affected midata. Ma Kedushim the Alma midata, af Kedushim the Yivama midata. Rashi says that how do we know that for Kedushim we have to have her consent? Because the Torah says, v'holcha v'hoysol ish achar. V'holcha v'hoysol, she agreed to marry this man. So from here we see that Kedushim is only valid if she agreed. But it's interesting that the Chasam Sofer points out that if we look in the Gemara, Masechta Kedushin, that Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi gives a different reason why Kedushin requires consent. As the Gemara Masechta Kedushin explains quite extensively, Kedushin is an act of kinyan. So explains the Gemara there, if Kedushin is an act of kinyan, you can never have an act, a transaction, where both parties don't have to consent. So as the Chasam Sofer, why doesn't Rashi here rely on that svara, on that logic? Why did Rashi over here have to bring the pasuk v'hoch v'oyselish acher? So says the Chasam Sofer, maybe why is Kedushin require consent? That's when there's a man and a woman that are not obligated to get married to each other. But here in the case of Yavama, with a Yavam Yavama, which is a concept that the Gemara often uses in our Masechta, of Isha Hikdal Loimen HaShemayim. She's a wife that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're supposed to marry. Maybe there, even though normally a transaction requires consent, that's a transaction where both parties enter voluntarily. Here, Isha Hikdal Loimen HaShemayim. And therefore we would say that maybe the Rabbanim will agree that this Kedushin don't require consent. That's why the Gemara had to bring the Pasuk. That's why Rashi had to bring the pasuk of a holch of a hoyselish acher. The kedushin can never be effective if it's not done with consent. So we have a machlokes how to look at the maimer of a yavama. Rebbe says we look at the maimer of yavama from the bia of the yavama, and just like the bia of the yavama can be done by karcha, so too may the maimer. And the rabbanon hold we look at kedushin, and just like kedushin are always done with consent, here too it has to be done consent. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikus? My kamifgi, masav mildi vama mildi vama havelele melef. Rebbe says we compare one aloch in hilchas yibum to another aloch in hilchas yibum. Or masav, in the Rabbanan's opinion, is mil kedushin and mil kedushin havelele melef. Maim is a form of kedushin, and all kedushin should be done in the same manner. The Braisa said before that Shimon said, Asaba maimer, if Shimon did maimer and Reuven's widow, and only then Achka noy lelach, then Levi was born, or shenoy leach, or Levi was born of Achak osu maimer, and then Shimon dies without children. Rishonim yoytz mishem esh ach shloy balamai, v'shnei chalitzis v'leim misyabemis. Shimon ami biyasoy chalitzis shlachsman b'teres tzarasim. So says ask the Gemara of Shimon ahaykoy, which case was Rav Shimon speaking to? Ilema, if we're going to say that Rav Shimon speaking to the case of noil len ach, that a brother was born, v'akach asa b'maimer, tamrit noil b'soif yibeim, didn't we say that Rapop is correct? And Rapop said that if the brother was born before Shimon did yibum, like polygraph Shimon, and Rav Shimon will agree that Levi can never do yibum in that woman. And since he can never do yibum in that woman, and since there's also concern that maimer maybe makes her a wife of Shimon, and therefore Shimon's other wife, Rivka, would be a tsaris erva, she should also be exempt from everything. Ella, what we have to say, also a mama, that Shimon did maimer in Reuven's widow, v'akach nolanach. So now, no matter how we look at it, Rivka's mutter. Why? Because if she's considered a full-fledged wife of Shimon, Sarah, the widow of Reuven, is considered Shimon's full-fledged wife. So Rav Shimon's rule that if Levi is born now and he finds Shimon with two wives, what happened prior to this is immaterial. He should be able to do Yibum Machalitza with either of them. If, on the other hand, Maimer is meaningless, so Shimon left the world with one wife, Rivka. And Levi and Shimon were in the world at the same time. So Rivka would be a candidate for Yibam or Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Chalitz Labalas Mamer, and Rav Shimon continued, said that if he did Chalitza Labalas Mamer, like Nifter Tzorah. Why? Shimon, the Tzorah Bevadai, the Tzorah is certainly, as we just explained, Mechuyev and Yibam. The Baal's Mamer is a Suffolk. We don't know how to look at her. Did the Maimer make her into his wife? Or did the Maimer not make her into his wife? And therefore, because of this, Ein Suffolk Meitzvah Bidei Vadai, he's still going to have to do Chalitza in the full-fledged wife of Shimon.